let's talk about the idea of parenting shifts. The reality is that children go through different developmental stages. When children go through developmental stages, then parents must make shifts. They must make changes in the way they work with children, otherwise tension and friction are created in the parent-child relationship, and furthermore, the parenting strategies become less effective. So parents must get the idea into their minds that parenting shifts are strategic to maximize parenting.
See, as children change developmentally, they think differently, they act differently, they have different abilities, and as parents, we need to take that into account. We can't parent all our children the same. Certainly, we recognize that a baby is going to be parented differently than a toddler and a preschooler. They just have different needs and different abilities, and so we need to take that into account as we're working with them.
One common mistake that you see in parenting is that a parent doesn't make the shift from infancy to preschool. Somewhere in there, they need to make a shift. Early on, the child sets the schedule and things revolve to a great extent around the child. However, when that child moves into the preschool years, now that child needs to learn to live in society or learn to live in a family in a way that the child gives up his agenda and conforms that agenda to the parent's schedule. The children learn responsiveness to authority and so on. So the idea here is that parents must make a very important shift in those early years of a child's life.
I think sometimes parents are unused to making changes. They feel like, I've been doing it this way since the child came home from the hospital, and they're not ready to make that shift. But we need to step back and say, wait a minute, my child is responding differently. I can't allow this child to set the stage, because now the child's trying to run the whole house, and that's not appropriate at 2 or at 3. So we need to make some changes, because the child has definitely changed.
Another common mistake, it seems, in this area of shifts is around the teenage years, where parents need to be moving toward more dialogue with their children in the first stage of adolescence with their kids, as opposed to being so directive with them as they might have been when they were 6 and 7 years old. Somewhere in the midst of there's more dialogue that takes place. So we're explaining more rules to children. We're explaining more of the convictions behind those rules. We're allowing children to be part of the process of decision-making more. We're just starting to treat them more as adults as they're moving forward. That shift is strategic. I find that sometimes parents of teenagers are still trying to treat their kids as young children, and the conflict then ensues. So we have to ask ourselves, what changes do we need to make as parents in order to accommodate or work with the needs of that child at that developmental stage?
So I think as parents, we need to understand the developmental changes our children are going through. We need to do some study of the different stages and what children are like, what they're thinking, how they're changing from those elementary years into the teenage years. They may still be acting like young children at times, but they still need to be treated differently because they think differently and they're looking for different things from authority. So we want to be ready and willing to make the shifts necessary as our children develop from one stage to the next.
Another shift that's important in the parenting process has to do with character itself. I find that sometimes parents come into my office, they've got a problem, and really what they've done is some good stuff in their parenting. They've really done some great things, but in the doing of that, it has emphasized one particular area of a child's strength, and they need to make a shift to accommodate some other areas of the child's weakness. For example, a parent might teach a child to save money, a great thing. So they have a whole system for saving money, encourage a child to save money, and it's working. The child's saving money, but he's becoming stingy, and he won't give and share. Well, that child needs a parenting shift. So now the child needs to work on a different heart quality. And as parents start working on generosity then, they're teaching the child something different. Sometimes parents feel like they've failed because their children are not doing well in an area. When I think really many times parents have emphasized a good thing, they just need to make a shift now to emphasize something different.
So the character shifts become important as we're studying our children, we're analyzing the issues, strategizing for change. We may see them growing in a particular character quality that's wonderful, and then we need to develop another character quality to balance it out as well. So we're always looking for different character qualities. After one gets going, we're going to find another one and make a shift then to the next character quality that our child needs to develop.
What we're suggesting here is that children benefit from changes in the way they're treated or the way they grow. So as children adjust and make changes, parents need to make shifts. If we just ask that question, it often makes the whole parenting process easier instead of creating some kind of a drama or trauma in the parent-child relationship. So making parenting shifts is strategic.